Where Jalango is old, Jalango is 30 something.
Mm.
You still have close to 30 years in
yeah,
politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you need to make it, you know, the change impactful.
Mm. And do you think, Nini, because as for Rudy, of course, ama hata hii, like right now for him to keep the ODM ticket takuwa hard sana, sendio, for the next elections.
Yeah.
But do you think UDN is ampati hiyo? Because I also feel like hata Anini, as much as I may support the president, UDN, I'm sure there are people who are waiting for that seat. Maybe even Korir himself is still wants to come back. So do you think it's going to be that easy?
I think Mzee, people really underrate him. If I was this government, I would give him a lot of support because he is once in a lifetime leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Nini, so lazima pia nikuulize hii. At some point you are not supporting him.
Yeah.
Why did you feel, because I remember mimi nikikujua kwanza on Twitter, you're one of his biggest supporters. Then ukatoka, then ukarudi.
Yeah.
Hii kutoka ilikuwa nini? Ilikuwa jo nomination ya ODM ama ilikuwa what had made you that angry?
No, I think it was not nomination because I never vied. Oh, nomination ile ya kupeleka. You know, when you're serving Baba, you never think of getting elected or not.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, there are people who came to the assembly now with us, but they've been in politics longer than us.
Mm.
You know, there's a nominated and one is elected. They've been in politics longer than us.
Mm.
And sometimes we always tell each other that, just as you could not. At one point, I had more than 20, 30 cases.
Yes.
Because of Baba.
Yeah.
Ingine, siya nwaiguru amekuja, kibra hapa, amefanya choza, NYS, nini. Nikaenda kwa Twitter, nika type tu kalongolongo yoyote. Nile shikuwa siku yona, Subaru zika atano, nika dungusho kwa police station zote huku ban. You don't care. I remember one time my wife came to the police station. Mutaiga, akampana nimelokiwa usiku, ametoka job. She's crying. But Orengo came to see me also.
Yes.
Orengo kamambia, this is a spirit.
Mm.
Please don't cry.
Mm.
This is a spirit. Kama kuna dawa anameza, ameza tu hiyo dawa. Just make sure that he's safe, that he's healthy, anakula vizuri. Hii ni spirit. Na penye itafika na yeye, you know, it's better now. And Orengo told us the story of how they used to get detained in Nairobi, waende wachajiwe lodwa, you know. So, wanasema hii yetu ni sasa ni nzuri. Ah, hapa unapeleka tu Mudhaiga hapa, nzuri. As long as they have not killed him, don't worry about him. And also, his spirit, ikishashika mtu, ni ngumu sana kuacha mtu.
Yeah.
You know, so we were just fighting and you're not thinking of nomination. So when people say that, oh, nilikosana Baba because of nomination, I think the person who took me to support Jubilini Bruce, the late Bruce.
Oh, Bruce
Odhiambo.
Yes.
You know, because Bruce, we used to, when I wanted to do some podcasts, I used to consult Bruce a lot.
Yeah,
you know, sound, nini, cameras, what was the best thing to do. So came to, but Bruce also was friends to Uhuru. You know, a great deal. So when we used to, na Bruce nilikuwa na hapo Kilimani, I used to go to the studio at Bruce, and Bruce convinced me, Bruce told me by the, nini mnaona karata gani mnaenda kushinda na hii presidency? Because unafikiri Uhuru anaweza kushindwa and is this young. So maybe I'm nikapiga hesabu nikasema kwa huyu jamani, so why don't you just agree at malize term yake, then twende kwa Baba. That's how I went to support Uhuru. You know, so I went and support Uhuru. But the problem, Kenyan politics is advisorial. It's either you are with us or against us. There's akuna. You cannot support the other side and you're friendly with us.
Yeah.
You see? So unaenda, mtu asikia kama una support Uhuru. Definitely unawekewa wanted.
Yeah.
The people inside from shags yako. Kwanza shags yako. Najua, I remember one time, even my own uncles called me and told me, you will be killed. You know, they told me, you will be killed. Wacha na hii mambo ya siasa. Don't criticize. And one of them is one of the my uncles is now the Luo Council of Elders Jama.
Yeah.
the Dongiranda care. You know, he told me, no, you will end up dead. So the good thing is some of them were in the military. I had like 3-4 were in the military. Some in Navy, Army. So when I returned back, I said, nyinyi, si mlienda mkakuwa employed kama wanajeshi.
Mm.
Ukienda kuemployiwa wanajeshi, mm. so either you kill or be killed.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do you fear me being killed?
Mm, mm.
So and that is all this is. Ukasema tu hii kweli ni, mm. ni spirit yake. And I think that they were so happy,
mm.
that for the first time, you know, it is in, and also in our clan,
yeah.
and nobody has ever served as an elected official in Nairobi. And so mm. they, when they heard I was going for Nyando,
mm.
had an uncle who was an MP,
yeah.
in the, you know, Tita, Paulo Tita Kitambo, oh, okay. in the 1997, mm. I think.
Mm.
Lakini, nobody in our family has shown that great interest in politics here.
Mm.
Kutaka kusimama sasa MP ingine tena na from grassroots. Na tena mtu anakuja tu just a blogger. You know, blogger pia anakuanga na
reputation.
Reputation fulani.
Mm. Mm.
So nikamwambia kwamba mimi sitaki kuvai.
Mm.
Because clan ilikuwa anamwambia clan wako wishi. Oh, they are not sure,
yes.
if I'm serious or not.
Mm.
Yeah? Because also being a data student, sikuwa nafanya chenye watu wanafanya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned how to use data, and that's what I was telling you. That mm-hmm. ukienda place kama Kibra, there's a thing you will not do.
Yes.
Don't go to Kibra and say you'll... Kibra is the wrong example. Let's say you go to Kawangware.
Yes.
Don't go to Kawangware and say you'll make roads.
Mm.
Because the lack of roads in that area,
yes.
is an economy to a clique or a gang.
Oh, okay, okay.
You, during campaigns, don't do that. If you will change, make roads in that area, don't
do
say
it during after. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Doing after, do it at, like, I'm very happy, you know, MP Lachi has done the roads well in the Kawangware area.
Mm.
You know, Salim Road and so on.
Mm.
And they are now better. But so I learned how to use this data. So there are things I will not do.
Mm.
Because I know, kwa data hapa, they mean nothing.
Yes.
And also, Swiss in Canada to purported I parrot.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing. So I was not doing what everybody's doing.
Mm.
And that one they found unique. Because kila mtu anataka uende msalamie, umwachie pesa. Wengine hawana hata influence yoyote. Lakini they just sell you fear. Anakuogopesha tu, anakuambia kwamba unajua by the way hujaongea na mimi, so hii vote hii area utapata. Unamuuliza kwamba unamuuliza tu kwamba sasa wewe ndio ungekuwa uko na that control of the votes, ungekuwa MCA ama so on. So nilidharau hizo style. Sasa zile niliwaambia familia kwamba I'm coming back to Nairobi. Oh, akasema kijana amebeba tu mkono ya alijua anaenda kushindwa. They didn't know I made a calculation, a different calculation, and I was not interested in the Nairobi politics then.
Yeah.
Totally. My focus was in rural.
Mm.
I think the person who interested me in the Nairobi politics is Baba.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I hold, you know, a huge regard for him, because
I
was not seeing what he was seeing.
Mm.
But he has an eye, and he knows the Kenyan politics, and he knows each strength of us, you know, especially the people he has known from different space. Anajua kwamba wewe, wacha na huko.
Yeah.
Huko kuna mtu anakuambia vile hata wewe sio mtoto wa babako. Rural areas.
Yes,
mwambia
yes.
Unajua mamako alikuja na wewe. Wewe sasa wewe wacha story ya siasa nini. So kuja Nairobi. And I came to Nairobi. Nikafata different politics, different dynamics. You know, I was surprised by the literacy level.
Yeah, yeah.
The literacy in this town.
Oh, okay.
The city is dangerous. There are some places like we're going for nominations. There are small cards you print with your photos and how you look. And if that's why I maintained the beard.
Yeah.
I didn't have the beard scramble. Lakini hiyo time nilikuwa naingia kwa siasa nilikuwa na beard. Ninge change look, kuna watu wangenijua.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't know how to read. Especially for the marginalized communities, the Boranas, you know, some part of the Somalis, you know, the people, some people who also come from the generation who have lived in slums for long. And you know, also the thing which has increased the poverty, the literacy level, not poverty so much. Yeah. The literacy is piki-piki, border.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, because border, watu wanafika class 4, class 5, anaenda ku vijana wanapatia deposit ya bike. So endu wanze border, anaacha shule. So uta end up with a lot of young people who have, you know, not finished school.
Yeah.
So apart from providing them with economic means, it denies them opportunity ya kuenda shule na kucomplete. In the rural areas, it denies them squeeze away kupata watu wanafanya the farm hands vile uko napata kitambo. People would rather go to market utengeneze so moja so mbili badala aende apande mboga ngoje, you know, for 3 months. He'd rather tafuta boda uendeshe, you know, at least to make your do. So I think that when Baba gave me that perspective na nikakuja na nikatumia data and I came and I got elected, there's a huge amount of respect.
Yeah.
That even whatever we say, I think we don't know his true value.
Yeah.
We don't really understand his true value. And sometimes when we accuse him of corruption, I think we go too far because we don't understand the dynamics he operates. You know, now he operates one of the strongest parties, I think the strongest party.
Yeah, yeah.
But without the political parties funding.
Oh, okay.
Because now the government has refused to, you know, to release the political party funding for a very long period. And this is a constitutional fund.
Oh.
You know, it's an allocation which you have to release so that the parties don't get funding from outside and, you know, that you don't compromise on the national values and so on. But you find it's not released. But he operates still and we want to do national election.
Okay.
Yeah, it's UDA umeona tayari wanasema kwamba they spent to, I think north of 300 million.
Yeah.
Right? So for a party which is has structures and is paying employees to operate mpaka sasa hivi without funding ya annual size close to 2 years. I think it's not easy. People wanadharau hiyo lakini it's not easy.
Na ile kususa uliamua kurudi, why how are you able to just like convince watu wa UDM kuku?
But I told you, siasa ya politics, these people, deep in their hearts, they know that it's not adversarial.
Yeah.
So what do they do, even the people attacking you, when you differ with them, wanatamani tu kuwasaidia yao.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, and the Kenyan politics is largely not ideological.
Yeah,
and I wish it did. You know, apart from the ODM party, where you'll find people, a good number of the people, you know, especially if you speak to the elders, you know, the wamamas, you'll find them wanakuliza what you stand for. Because kuna some who will not tolerate a certain character. But others, you'll get away with a lot of things.
Yeah,
and you find people with the, you know, with backgrounds which are not worth, you know, relying on. Wana pita kwa siasa. So it was a point where you just go speak. When you say, I think we got in during the BBI and we went, we campaigned, jo tukangushwa chini, but at least they appreciated the effort we put in because we traveled almost everywhere with the nini. And I was not thinking of election then. I think I was thinking of Nyando, but I didn't know also.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I also realized the MP akona 200 million. Hiyo 200 million is not easy to sit to vie against a sitting MP.
Yes.
It was 200 million and as a kuacha tu asitumie the first quarter, second quarter, ya hiyo election campaign year. Ana il unleash in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
Penya alikuwa anatoa basari ya 5000 sana anatoa 10000. Penya alikuwa anapigiwa kwamba hajatengeneza barabara. Tayari unaona lami inachapwa. He has manipulated the crowd mpaka penye alikuwa number 4 is known number 1 because nyinyi hamwezi kumacha. Yako na 200 million. You see? Na ki unleash, it is not easy to vie against a sitting MP who knows how to use the funds well.
Okay, but now so lingine pia watu wako nayo of course. Hata personally niko nayo ni Jalango. The Jalango situation, is it salvageable? Yeah. Do you think in 2027 atarana ODM?
Me believe that Jalango is one of the politicians who went to UDA and regretted it. They just don't know how to come back. But I think they regret going to UDA. But still, I believe that, you know, out of all the rebels we have, you know, Jalango is better.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've tried to check on the performance, you know, talk to the MCAs, both nominated and elected, who come from the ward, from the constituency. They find it better. You know, and you know, most of the MCAs ni ODM, ni zone ya ODM.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
So better, you mean he's working?
He's working.
Yes.
So he's performing. The only problem is that aliwaja kusikia baba. Baba aliwaambia usiende huku, akaenda. Usivote na wale, because you know, it's not kwamba usikuwe friend with a president, but you cannot go to the National Assembly and vote with UDA. You know, that one is sometimes, you know, when the party comes and punish you at the end of your term, I get to understand.
Yes.
Because there's the party expects to hold the government to account to a certain degree.
Mm.
But you deny the party that number,
mm,
which they actually legally have.
Yes.
Then unaenda tu ati sasa wewe uko ODM lakini una vote na UDA.
Mm.
But because the person you're supporting is president, you know the party can't remove you from the seat.
Mm.
You know, I think that one is a betrayal, that if you see them punished,
yeah,
you'll understand, because Jalango is for one of the people I really want to succeed.
Mm.
Because unakumbuka tulikuwa tuna run podcast pia na yeye.
Yes, yes.
And he's a very friendly person. In my campaign, he gave me campaign money.
Okay, but okay. But
hey, hata yeye alinipatia pesa, alinikontributia pesa ya time ya campaign.
Mm.
You know, he's the person who believed, hey, by Robert, by the way, you have to win this.
Yes.
You have to win this. Na alikuwa ananipatia mpaka dome.
Mm.
But ikikuja hapa kwa siasa ya ODM.
Mm.
Hey, jamaa. Ukiona amepanishiwa at the end of the term.
Mm.
I hope that he'll do something, because you know ODM has a lot of strength hapo Langata.
As yes.
As he underrated, aseme kwamba Korira aliingia, yeye pia ataingia.
Mm.
There is a reason why Korira was excused.
Mm.
And it's not easy to defend that seat if you're not with ODM.
Mm.
I don't think that it's and especially going through what Kenyans have gone through with UDA.
Mm.
I think they have seen some things which they want changed.
Mm.
And even listening to themselves when I was coming back from Kisumu, just talking to people who are in the waiting lounge and even very UDA MPs. Mm. I was speaking to UDA MPs and I said, hey, boss, tulifanya mistake.
Mm.
Tulifanya mistake.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's no way they are going to... because Taizi almost, we are... You know, for us elected, you know, you are almost at the end of your term.
Yes. Because 2 years zinaisha.
Mm.
2 years zinaisha. Next year, kuna watu washaanza kuonyesha feeling, oh, by the end, yeah, nataka ku replace. Nataka kuleta, kwanza kukuja. Competitors washaanza kuja ground. Nataka kukuja hapa. Yeah. So, wanajuanga kwamba the first 2 years, ndio una make impact ya maana.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, hii yanani, why do you think he moved that fast? Because I felt like he moved his hand too fast. Eh?
Yeah, I think you know, also people, when umetoka inje na una overrate office ya president, you know, think when you are friends with the president, then kila kitu kukonywe, and you can get all the development you want, all the, I think... he moved very fast.
Yeah.
And I think he needed to have consulted a lot. But also I think he's not building his political career well, because what will happen is that even UDA,
yeah,
if he was to vie on UDA, and UDA know they might lose, will they trust him to stay with them? Yeah, so that building that trust is very important, that, you know, when I'm in ODM here, I need to build the trust of not only the party leadership, but also the people I lead. Kwamba nikikaa hapa, because ODM does a lot. It's not about just getting elected leaders only. ODM, kukuja kwa wadi yangu, they do a lot.
Yeah.
Wako na women program, wako na youth program, wako na nini program, is of which they channel through the elected MP. But when you, mtu mwenye elective ametoka inje, they now have to start to look for another leader who might not be recognized by all. You know, people elected are now respected by all, because yeah, they're in office. Mm. And all these people, the youth, the women, and the wazees will work with them. But when you bring in the people to stand in for an elected MP who is absent, there'll be a lot of infighting. So utapata space kama Langata, kila mtu anataka ku pull this and that side to try to compete when they know that Jalango is not properly aligned with the ODM ideals.
Mm.
Yeah, so hapo inaleta shida sana. So I really hope that atafanya hiyo mistake. I hope that he comes back mapema sana, because if he doesn't come back, he's still very young. And you know, Mtuka Jalango is old. Jalango is 30-something.
Mm.
He still have close to 30 years in politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know... You need to make it, you know, the change impactful.
Mm. And do you think nini? Because as for Rudy, of course, ama ata I, like right now for him to keep the ODM ticket takwa hard sana, sendio, for the next elections.
Yeah.
But do you think UDA nizampati hiyo? Because I also feel like ata anini, as much as I support the president, UDA, I'm sure there are people who are waiting for that seat. Maybe even Korir himself still wants to come back. So. Mm. Do you think it's going to be that easy where, since how support hii, chukua hii tikiti?
is not easy. It's not easy because also there are kuna watu you dear by heart.
Yeah.
You know, kuna you dear at heart. And you know the one thing which I think Ruto has commented, the president has commented for a very long time. You saw during the campaign, I was lamenting every time that kwamba nyinyi wakalenjini wacheni kuchunga tu ng'ombe hapa kaendi Nairobi. Because you used to be in this Nairobi, you never saw Kalenjin taxi drivers.
Yeah.
You never saw Kalenjin hawkers or butchers or kinyozis or mtu akuza kwa mkahawa, you know, waiters and waitresses, bouncers.
Yeah.
How many Kale bouncers do you know? You know,
So
you never saw the Kalenjin. It means the lower level Kalenjins have never been trained to stay in the cities.
Yeah.
You know, you could Bomet, you could Eldoret and so on there. But he wanted them to come to town here. So when they come to town here, like now we have a good section of Ngong and, you know, Langata, like Langata, because Korea, they came a lot. So they'll want to buy. They'll want one or two.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to have a... Moi was here for how long? Never had a Kalenjin MP.
Yeah.
Lakini hawa watu wenye wajakuwa president, wajaluo na waluya, they almost ran 3/4 of the elected seats in the city. You know, so hiyo I know that the competitions come from within UDA. It is not from outside UDA. I know that the threat kwamba Jalango is not properly representing their ideals is going to be from within UDA. So yeye kupata ticket ya UDA not going to be a walk in the park.
Okay. Yeah. Alafu nini, swali pia mujiuliza, because when you sit here, when you talk about Raila, you're like, you know, this admirable person, but loyalty, why aren't people always loyal to him? Because you pia ndio inakuwa swali, like I look at, okay, we ulienda ukarudi, but we have someone like Miguna who's gone and is never going to come back.
What, Miguna, you have the Ababus who've gone. Miguna is on which side? Whose side?
Miguna, I don't know. I just
because you know Miguna is also a once in a lifetime fool.
Once in a lifetime fool.
Because you know what I believe is this. Miguna might be very good, but he is not good because. In this life, you can't be the perfect person.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be the most educated, you know, most eloquent, you know. You can't be the know-it-all. You can't be the person who knows how to run government and, you know. And I think that, and you saw when he was campaigning to be governor, you know, at some point, Muguna was the most popular person to be Nyando MP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think in 2007... Yeah, Muguna could have easily become the Nyando.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I don't know who advised him. I think he was advised to drop his bid, and people. I think if he made the impact, he made an entry into the Kenyan politics. Then I think the reality would have sunk in him. But Miguna is not on anybody's side, and that one because of his character.
Yes, yes.
And he's not the person you can say that oh, najua ako. Ako ni amewacha baba ama baba alimwacha ama kuna kitu baba alimfanyia vibaya, because baba is not a god. He's not perfect.
He's not
akona weaknesses zake. He knows it also, and anambia kama I can only do this, and why do you expect him to be a magician? But because baba is baba, sometimes people want him to do everything, and you find that is very easy for baba to get a lot of. And you know, sometimes you oppose Baba just to make a living.
Yes.
You know, survival when you support him can be easy.
Yeah.
But you know, when we were supporting him at some point, hey, witnesses were being killed in this country. The activists were disappearing. My friend GPO Ulu and Oscar Kingara were killed when we were just 20 minutes from meeting them. Yeah, you know, I remember that one was the first case which brought me a lot of problems, because I said mwenye amewaua ni so and so, we later became a governor and nilichukuliwa na masubaru nikaende, and you know, it was chaos, you know. But the fact that alikuwa side yangu, I think kept me alive.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because there was a point where I think even the police the court has released me, but the police were told, the bosses I think told them that you can't release him, so they were insisting on putting me inside. So when I called Baba and I put him on loudspeaker, those guys just released me.
Yeah,
and they were pigia kelele sana. I'm like, no, you can, this is a new Kenya, you can, new constitution, you cannot detain people. For the, and they released me just by that call, you know. So and at some point when you people just realize that when you're to a Baba and you're not going to change because of him, you cannot get employability. You know, sometimes we make a lot of noise when the family get into politics. But this is the only game they can fairly survive in the country. Because hakuna Safaricom inaenda kuemploy Winnie Odinga ama Rosemary ama nobody is going to sit with mtoto wa Jacob. Sisi wenyewe tenye tuko kwa ODM tukiona watoto wake ama the brothers tunasema sasa ni kama having the same meeting with Jacob. See, sasa nyinyi mtoke nje. You don't want them to be there, but they are also politicians like you. And they are not Jacob. And they are making an impact to their level, not the level of Jacob, because Jacob is a once in a lifetime person. And I think that even not his, even his kids and relatives will be able to make an impact he has made. So I think also sometimes we expect him to do magic, you know, and he's very trusting. And I think the trusting nature has also been people have learned how to exploit that, especially during the campaigns. You know, there are people who offer to do to volunteer some services, and then you rely on them so much because they try to. But also, that's where the enemy penetrates. He knows that you are going to use so and so as a volunteer, so he convinces the person to offer as a volunteer. Then they don't offer.
Yes,
you see, then you have a weakness there. You know, so if you have somebody offering to provide you with to fund the polling agents. And the mpaka saya mwisho anasema kwamba we are going to fund the agents and they don't
last
do it.
Minute they don't
they don't do it in a perfect sabotage because they know that, you know, you rely on the party has been defunded for a lot of time, so they know that you are going to rely on a lot of volunteers. So that is where they sneak in, you know, the people to sabotage you and to ensure that you don't succeed. So that trusting nature, people have learned how to exploit it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I ukiona mtu ana oppose Baba, sometimes he could just make a living. Just sometimes he could survival too. Sometimes when we, because at some point you saw when the Hague prosecutor Ocampo was saying that the witness elimination in Yaliona, Kenya, hakuwahi ku experience anywhere. Hata Pol Pot hakufanya chenye Kenya ilifanya.
Yeah.
Ulijua kwamba hapa ni mbaya. Hapa ilikuwa mbaya. So and you know, there's some point for you to survive in this city, because the ministers were dropping dead, MPs were dropping dead, you know, police officers were dropping dead, you know. It was a very risky situation. So some of them you had to survive, but Baba is very understanding. He knows also, anajua kwamba hii ni mbaya. You know, you have to let your people survive because they might eliminate everybody around him, but not him.
Oh.
Yeah, I think also they learned that kwamba okay, eliminate Baba, the country might pasuka. Yeah, so they make him, they ensure he's safe, but...
And because history, him getting eliminated, I always see someone who really wanted that to happen, and I would say it publicly, in Moses Kuria. Why does he still tolerate him? Because muchukwaga politics, yes, I understand the politics of what and what. But if someone is even out here claiming that you should be killed, if you are to then embrace them and let them come meet you in the house, it's like you're tolerating that sort of politics. Yeah, which should never be tolerated.
Yeah, you know, Baba, like I tell you, Baba, the level of things Baba can accommodate, you cannot find in any leader. You cannot, and you know, that's when people say that mzee is vindictive, nini, you say, which mzee? Because Baba tolerates a lot. But when you see, you know, I'd also understood that, like I was telling you, that 80% of the politicians, like now when Baba wants to go to AU, as politicians, we don't want him to go.
Yeah.
Atutaki, and how will I get elected back?
Yeah.
Na ndiye alinipatia 70% of my votes. How will somebody like Ndindi Nyoro get elected? Anajua kwamba anapata tu 50% hivi akitaja tu kwamba Baba yule mzee wa kitendawili. anajua kwa 50% imeingia.
Mm.
Hizi zingine ana ongea na, na one or two, three people. Mm. But anajua tu akiongea ki perfectly, akichapa baba perfectly.
Yeah.
Na vile baba should be somebody the Central Kenya people should avoid.
Mm.
Anajua kwamba ako elected.
Yeah.
So I think Moses Kuria is also one of the extreme cases where anasema tu kwamba instead of ya kuongea kitu kawaida yenye watu naongea mzee wa kitendawili, anasema tu uweni huu mzee.
Mm.
He just stands up. Anasema, oh, the worst thing these people can think of.
Mm.
Why don't we eliminate him?
Oh, because that's going to cause more.
Yeah, you know, so, and also, you know, because the kind of politics Central Kenya leaders perpetuated then, you know, during the time Oginga Odinga was alive and now Raila is alive, you know, and I think they would look, yeah, because like I was telling you, the Kenyan politics is built around cult of personalities.
Mm.
So they would want the figure of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the figure of hate, because for you, you get the person you're supporting, but who is your figure of hate?
Mm.
So if you don't have that figure of hate, it's very hard to compete in the Kenya politics, because very few people research and use data and get to know the deeper issues.
Mm.
If you go to community, if you come to South Sea where we are, how do you know the dynamics? Who do we talk to? What are the people, the Kalasingas, the Somalis, you know, the Luyas, the Luos, you know, what are they going to say about issue A, B, C, D?
Mm.
They might be having different point of entry or opinions on the same issue.
Mm.
So I think that one, very few politicians have that patience.
Yeah.
Yaku. So the easiest route ni kuchapa yo, you know, figure of hate. Kwamba weke pale aseme kwamba, by the way, wacha tunyoroshe Uraila. Wacha tunyoroshe Uraila vizuri.
Mm.
Yeah, so tukinyorosha hii vizuri, then what will happen is that a good number of my people, my our support base will be too agitated to even accommodate him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you see what is happening with Weta.
Yeah.
I don't know what Weta did to the guys, but everybody seems to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Weta Tawe, leo nimesikia every Weta Tawe. So I don't know why
we Natembea.
Natembea ameanza movement hapo. So maybe that's what's going to make Natembea president, Weta Tawe.
Mm.
So hiyo ndio inaweza ku unite Waluya. I don't know, but you know, you see that kind of politics is very common.
Mm.
When Moses Kuria ameenda extreme.
Mm.
Is very extreme, but you know, you see them, and you know, Baba, sometimes I think he understands it better than us. So when he meets them, you also just have to say, mzee labda kona.
Because I'm like nini yangu, mukisha fike yo level, siwezi taka story yako. I guess that's why I'm not a politician. But sasa tukiangalia 2022 elections, kona fikiria mli lose, why did you lose? Like kila mtu alikuwa like,
I took a lose. Me, I don't even believe. I don't believe that Kenya Kwanza got 35% of the votes.
Mm.
I don't believe.
Na mnatandikwa hii ni story, it goes back to polling stations, Nini, polling agents.
Mm.
So, make the mistake how many times? Because to understand, 2007, what happened in 2007 is excusable.
Mm.
Like everyone went to sleep, woke up to a different name. Yo tunaelewa. 2013, you can't complain about the same thing in 2013 or 2017, and still the third time. Now, you want someone got the third time is a charm. 2022. So why the same mistake?
I think happened because you know 2022 was very unique in the combat of na the sitting president on our side.
Mm.
We had the interior minister, you know, the defense minister, then everybody, almost the whole cabinet was with us.
Mm.
But we didn't understand that the person who we were competing against entered Kenyan politics with one mission and one mission alone. Kwamba wanted to be president.
Yes.
How he wanted to be president, nobody understood.
Mm.
And what he wanted to do with the president, nobody understood.
Mm.
But he wanted to be president. And that's why he got into politics in 1992.
Mm.
And people underrated that, you know. But looking back, I think President Ruto built a formidable, you know, support structure, support system to be able to withstand any effect state on him, the negative effects which was being, the things which were being done to him, you know, tent, and he also used it to his advantage. You know, anaenda place ameweka tent hivyo, tent inaangushwa, then instead ya tent anaenda kuweka podium hapo, alafu ana address watu penye hakuna tent hapo, and you don't know how that plays in the psychology, because when he was blocked from entering Jacaranda, and he went ndani ya hiyo tear gas na gunshots na nini na kaingia pale, you don't know how it played in the psychology of somebody who has resisted bad governance. You know,
yes,
mtu ukiona kama mtu amepigana hapo afu makarau wasumbua hapo hiyo area, wanasema kwa you know, Nairobi here, and that's why we don't get and Kenyan politics, and that's why we don't elect a lot of female.
Yeah,
the Kenyan politics believe such a person. If you give a Kenyan voter a killer and somebody was not killed, go with a killer.
Yeah.
The only thing they don't want to see is the act of killing. But wanajua tu kwamba yule akituambia kwamba tunaenda kuangusha hii ukuta. Kuna karao hapa, tunaenda kupita na hao karao. Na to stand na tufanye chenye wananchi wanataka.
Yeah.
Huyo ndiye ataelectiwa. And that's why in the whole of Nairobi, out of 85 wards, we can only manage 2 or 3 women. Because they don't believe that the trust that the women can give them, that kind of brevity, which they saw in Ruto. Na Ruto na zako mama juu ya gari na one sitting president. Wewe mheshimiwa rais, bora tu usiguze familia yangu. Sitting president. Mimi. Bana. Yeah, so you know, see, I think that one plays in the psychology of a voter and won him some, you know, good following. I think they're a bit disappointed now, but the person they saw then, they say that huyu ndio mtu wangu.
Yes, yes.
Huyu ndio mtu anaezana na ama wakora wote. Nitaweka tu Biblia hivi chini. Nianze ku deal nao. So you see, so that one played in the mind. Somebody in the slum will elect somebody they know at night can wake up and go and fight with them the fires which are burning the houses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, somebody who will look for them, you know, help when they are most, because you know, like those slums were built in places which are supposed to be open spaces.
Yeah.
Juzi to the Nairobi River Commission was launching their plan, the master plan. And you know, you could see the master plan of the city for 1948. All the places where the slums are were green spaces. You see? So these are government land. So the government land, hakuna vile utaambia watu watoke.
Yeah.
Na mwenye anaweza kukua akae hapo, you know, I give you the example of one slum Mkuru kwa Njenga. So kwa Njenga ward is 100 acres.
Yeah.
It's 100 acres yote start to end ni shamba ya Chandaria.
Yeah.
Orbit Chemicals.
Mm.
So the only campaign ward lazima useme hapo. Hao watu wataondolewa hapo. Hakuna mtu atatolewa kwa hii shamba. Peke yake. Na umekuelekea. The only person who is going to get elected is the person who has shown character kwamba anaweza kuzuia
watu kuondolewa.
Kutoa watu hapo. Na shamba ni shamba ya Chandari. The same thing will happen to Njiru, you know, Njiru and Molem and so on, because of the Kirima land.
Yeah.
And so on. So they need such a character. You know, they need such a character ku defend them against the mtua mastate. Yeah, so that's a Nairobi politician politics.
Yeah, because kuna hii kitu moja ile bado janza, like nimekuuliza mli lose, msema mko lose. What do you mean by you didn't lose?
We didn't lose. You know, data wise, if you go to the deep data, even IBC, you know, even just the 4 commissioners rebelling against the other 3. You see, it's because the majority were on, and the truth was on our side. Baba won with the votes. Vote yako cast tu, ali win. But even us who are in politics, we know that even places like Dagoretti, we are too exposed. We had to use, we had to sleep at those polling centers ourselves to ensure that no vote was tampered with there. But the problem is that we brought in a monster here called the national tallying system. And that will insist that the national tallying system has to be electronic. You see? But you found a situation where the form numbers and form were being transmitted katikati, were being intercepted and zinachanjiwa. and the IP address which was changing them were one or two. You see? So how do you say that polling centers, tens of thousands polling centers, only two IP addresses were working? Because every form transmitted from a polling center to a national tallying system should have the IP address of the machine which is transmitting it. Lakini ulikuwa unapata kwamba hii iko na IP address this, hii iko na, so hizo mbili, it means some two people, three people somewhere sat and were changing this results.
But sasa kuna zile on ground, zile the physical ones,
you know, the physical, to get, because what also the Aslans learned is how to get the hold of the ones they wanted to change. And you know how many officials, how many returning officers disappeared, how many were killed. It became the riskiest job. I think some people wanted to tell the truth, could not tell the truth. So I think for the national healing, and this is why I say Baba is a very unique character. Because if you did the same thing you did to him three times, if you did to another different character, the country would burn. That's why I say that he can absorb a lot of bad things, and just say that, you say that some things you win by losing.
Yeah.
The country doesn't have to burn, you know, you don't have to go to the extremes. So he just decided to come by the watcher, you know, even if his lieutenants were telling him that, ufai kumwachia, sasa wanataka wananchi wauane. Why do you fight?
Yeah,
why do you kill each other? You know, that's why I say these people, you'll make the same mistake with a different character who doesn't care and who has an alternative place to go to after he has caused the country to burn. It will be dangerous for the country. So we have to find ways of ensuring that, you know, the election is done not only in a credible manner, but in a manner which can be verified.
Okay.
Because also when Baba was saying open the server, Baba was not saying open the physical server, because we know that the physical server can be tampered with. We said, let's audit the process. What happened? How did it happen? How did we come to have what has happened here? So this is the audit process, which they refused, because that process has to be audited not by IEBC, but all the stakeholders. Because if you left IEBC, which caused the problem, to audit the process, I think you'll not get a proper result. But if to let a inje to talk here, to let it say Mekomba, you know, we have this consultant, and we also have the civic society represented, the Wananchi represented. Can we check who failed in doing what? How do we ensure that the democracy is too mature to withstand the personal influences, the influences of individuals? Then it's sasa unajua kwamba kura ikishashinda, kura ya Kenya saizi inetwanga ni kombili tu.
Yeah.
Nilipewa ama nilinyang'anywa. You see?
Yeah.
So wanasemanga kwamba siasa ya Kenya saizi ni nilipewa na nilinyang'anywa. The Luo says nomia nomaya. So it means that people don't believe that you can win credibly.
Yes, yes.
And also the Kenyan psychology, the Kenyan voter psychology has come to appreciate the perfect rigger. And that's very dangerous for democracy. The person who can rig perfectly. Then after we have appreciated the person who rigs perfectly, we complain when they misrule.
Yeah.
So if somebody came in through a corrupt system, why do you complain that anaongoza vibaya? While the shortcut alitumia haikuwa nafaa kwa hivyo.
Yeah.
Because if he uses the shortcuts ataiba pesa. To ensure that the shortcuts can be sustained in future, to use it against other people. So nafikiri kwamba it's only the Kenyans. You know, we have to decide on which country we have. If Baba goes to AU or he doesn't go to AU, he has, if anything, if nature is left to take its course, he has a shorter period to live on this world than us now.
Yeah,
we will live longer now. We have more time on this earth. Not that we will live longer than him, but we have more time on this earth than him. So it is upon us, especially the younger politicians, to change things.
Okay.
So if we don't change things, I think we'll have to live with the consequences of ensuring that the of just seeing the country goes down. Because if somebody comes in through a rigged system, he cannot care.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
you think.
Mm.
He doesn't care whether you make noise against it. In anajua njia.
Mm.
You know, we always tell the middle class in this city that you don't vote.
Mm.
So I know how to get votes, like for MCS in Nairobi.
Mm.
I don't need the middle class.
Mm.
We try to please them, but you don't need them.
Yeah.
Because the city election is determined at the party primaries.
Mm.
But every ward, if you get more than 30 people, 50 people from the middle class coming to vote in a ward, during the party primaries, we are very lucky.
Mm.
So when you wataenda kupiga kura ni watu kutoka slums.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, so you get, unapata MCA moja ameregister watu 500 thika, amewaficha.
Mm.
Ameenda kuregister watu wengine 300 mlolongo.
Mm.
Ameregister another 200 Naivasha.
Mm.
So zilu na compete na yeye, anaanda kuanzilisha hao. Hata 500 kutoka thika. Wewe watu wako ulikuwa na depend wa turn up, they are not turning up.
Yeah.
So unabaki, unapata wenye wamedita, vile watu walikuwa na kupenda wana fight, only 100 people could turn up.
Mm.
Lakini this person has a perfect 800, 900 people. Mm. And anashinda nayo ward election, ward nomination.
Mm.
Alafu unasema mereg. Kweli kwa popularity ya mdomo, you are more popular.
Yes.
But watu wakuenda kwa polling station, he's more popular.
Mm.
Because he knows how to, you know, the handle of political dynamics ya Kenya. And because the middle class never take politics serious.
Yeah.
Wakiona line in defu sana, they rather go on Netflix and chill.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so.
Mm. Na wana saa hui politics tunafanya, they can Netflix and chill.
Yes.
You just forget your connection. Like, it's the politics that brings you the internet.
Yes.
But sasa swali ni, if you're talking like that, is there a need for 2027 elections? Ama
there's a need, but you know, like me, I've invested all my energy to ensure that all the resident associations, you know, the middle class wakes up, you know, at least because I still believe that they can wake up. You know, juzi nilikuwa na incident ya ile ulikuwa naona ni fight some of those guys were building funny structures. And what happened is that a good number, 20-30 people from the middle class were SMSing me, and it was on a Sunday, and telling me that kuna watu wanajenga kiosk nini. And you know, I was in Naivasha for the community retreats. And they were making noise. And now Sunday they were calling. So I said the sub-county team, I asked them, but lakini watu wanajenga hata kama wako na approval. Kwenye wanajenga on a Sunday? Because all the construction should stop on Saturday, saa saba. That's the NEMA regulations.
Okay.
Yeah, so building should start from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. Lakini 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. There should not be any construction on Sunday. Unless the national highways. Yeah, you can construct the national highways at night, you know, the national roads, you know, the company project.
It's time constrained.
So when nili sema sasa watu wa subcounty ni kama compromised. I said ni ende alone.
Yeah.
And you know, you expected that, oh yeah, these guys are calling me. If I go there and call them, at least they'll come and tell me the problem. Was nilifika hapo hata mtu mmoja kujitokeza kuna. See?
Yeah,
you saw the goons attack me and I was alone. And the people who were calling me were watching through the window. And they are going back to next place and chill. You are almost being killed on a site. And the people who you are supporting, you don't stay in that road.
Yes.
When you're on a support, on a car. Eventually, it took what Waka Wangware because they are my backup system.
Yes.
I made a call, 203, and I can let a piki from Kawangware. It's the people, the poor people save the middle class from themselves. The bad situation in Nairobi. So you tell them that, you know, to make all this noise, but we can't turn up. We don't turn up to vote because you remember 8 million people didn't vote.
Yes.
You see, we don't turn up to vote and we don't ensure that at least we support the grassroots, the elected leaders from the grassroots. You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care. You know, one of the things we did when we got to the county assembly, the first thing we know that the politics is a bit dirty in Kenya.
Yeah.
So we try to make it a bit friendly to the middle class.
Mm.
We say even public participation should be done through email, Zoom, Nini. So the county, you know, provides that platform. Kwamba, ukitaka submit your views,
Ada
kupitia email. You know, you do a document and you submit, you want to log in there through remotely because labda uko ofisi na hiyo kama yetu ya Dagoretti North inawekonga Muslim Primary School uko Kangware. You know, you can participate in such a way that you don't have to spend a lot of time going back and forth between the venue. But the middle class still doesn't participate.
But you know
public participation is what allocates the roads, the projects, the markets. Hapo ndio unasema kwamba hapa ilikuwa nafaa kuwa na market mtu ale grab koni la grab na alafu kuna historical perspective as the person.
Yeah,
so unapata now the people who determined how you get allocations are the few people who participate from the slums.
Yeah,
because the middle class totally don't participate.
Then
when the thing has been passed, when the development budget is operationalized, you'll find that they complain the most.
Yeah.
But they never participated in the... And we wish that, you know, like personally, I put in more effort to ensure that they change. The Kilele Shoya, Yawadosi, you know, Muthangari, Lovington, Raptor Road, I've tried to ensure that at least they take their own destiny in their hands. Because Nairobi politics here is determined by corruption. And corruption has only three options.
Yeah.
You're given money, you're given document to sign, or you're shot dead in the streets.
Yeah.
When you put different layers, you put in 2,000, 3,000 people there. It's very easy. It's very hard to corrupt the system.
Yeah.
So that's how you protect the system. Lakini middle class wanataka ujitokeze, you fight for them. Na kama ni ngumu, you hire other people to fight for them. I think that's going to be very hard.
So but still, I'm still sticking to a point here, 2027. Is there any possibility of someone of Ruto's caliber losing, even if these 8 million people who didn't vote?
I think Ruto is the most overrated politician. Because nimeona hata hapa Nairobi, unajua alituambia mambo ni matatu.
Yeah.
Lakini hata hii mambo matatu ilikuwa vitisho mingi. You see, when Ruto got into presidency, alikuwa na vitisho bana. You thought this person was going to chop people's heads off, you know, alikuwa ulikuwa naenda kuwa hakuna corruption.
Yeah, yeah.
But tumeona Ruto's people and himself, they operate at a lower level than even Uhuru's people. You see, I can tell you even from close to where we are sitting, in the same ward we are sitting in, Shamba yenye, you know, they have even bent lower to do worse things.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the easiest government to beat is this government. Because this government went and pricked the people in the wrong places. Because they went and overtaxed people. They thought that they can tax us into development. You know, they taxed us into first world. If I was Ruto, I would have expanded the tax base. You see, by ensuring that those who don't pay taxes pay taxes.
Yes.
But what Ruto has done is that he has doubled the taxes, if not tripled them, in some regards. Some places where you could used to get a document for 100 bob, sasa nataka 1,000, you know, and so on. But collection has improved. He's now collecting less.
Yes.
Which means he has not gone for the people who are not paying taxes. He's overtaxing the people who are already paying taxes. The people who are willing to pay taxes are being overtaxed. And this is the wrong way to go to it. You know, it was during the campaigns and when the Baba's team, one of the common talk we had was that even the VAT is too high.
Yes.
So the best thing is to reduce the VAT, make it maybe 10%, but expand so that everybody pays it. Because kama uko shago, ama uko kwa market zetu za vijijini, you can go to a hardware when you're building and buy things worth 200 or 100,000. But you're not given ETR receipts.
Yes.
You don't pay any taxes. That jobs at the time zero, menda ka Easter, menda Christmas. You go proper shopping there, on a partner spend 20,000, 30,000. Lakini hakuna ETR.
Yes.
So these guys are not in the tax bracket. You know, in 1974, this country called Kenya, ILO came here. International Labour Organization here at Wali, anaongelea, anasema kwa nieni, ako kwa committee gani kubwa sana. Sasa ILO came to Kenya in 1974 to look for a clear way of defining the informal sector. The phrase informal sector came as a result of that research which was done in 1974 in Kenya.
Yes.
But this is the sector we have never tried to formalize. You remember in some years when Kibaki was almost leaving, he tried to ban the importation of used spare parts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Mm.
The mechanics tried to storm KICC.
Mm.
You remember when the mechanics started demonstrating and the importers of spare parts tried to storm KICC to stop that, and the presidential meeting was going on.
Mm.
And Kibaki akasema, leteni viongozi wenu watano
wasikizwe.
And five people were sent in to talk to Kibaki. That is the first time the mechanics of this country organized themselves into an association union. Mm. And now, nationally, na headquarter yao ni pale Baricho Road, wako na 480,000 mechanics.
Oh.
Some of these mechanics, wewe ukiangalia kutengeneza gari yako, you spend 50,000-100,000.
Mm.
Do they give you ETR?
Mm.
They are not in this bracket. Some of them drive V8. Lakini wako kwa hii bracket. Carpenters, welders, ukienda pale Ngong Road. Ngong Road pale. Ukienda penye hata Ruto alikuwa ananunua zile desk yake yenye sijui na inajikunja aje. If you go to Pale Ngong Road, even if you go to these sofas at sellers along Jogoo Road, they sell sofas worth 50, 40, 90,000, 100,000. Do they pay taxes? Are they in the tax bracket? Do the taxman see them? The carpenters, you know, the welders, you know, the mechanics, the electricians in this city, the saloonists, nobody is seeing them in the tax bracket. What if we introduce a special tax of maybe 5-7%? We grade it as we improve on the collection or improve on the automation. We bring them into the tax bracket, but we ensure that we bring. This is the. It was a better way because this country is majorly informal. Why do you go to the formal when the informal sector is largely untapped?
Yeah.
Hapo wale ukienda tu kwa tunaendanga kununulia vijana nini sanduku. Hapa Kariakoo. Zuba sanduku za mabati. Sasa zingine una spend hapo, unaenda hapo una spend 200,000 to go and give, but you don't see ETR. You spend 200,000 to go and you know, but na unaendaka ukiona hizo ushago hizi market za ushago, unaona wame supply ma wheelbarrows. All the builders in this country, wheelbarrows au kutoka wapi? Kariakoo. But mtu wa Kariakoo pale ako kwa tax bracket. You see, so I think a good chunk of the country is not under the tax. Lakini ameensure kwamba ameendea mtu wa payslip. 30% yake already was going away. So ki 30% saizi umeongeza, ikakua 37%. You know, you're hurting that person. Some of them are now saying that afadhali akichukua na loan, afadhali achukue tax. Na government ichukue pesa inabakingi. Because you find the tax is much more than pesa inabaki kwake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unajua because tax is not the only obligation. Sasa zingine kuna loan, kuna pesa zingine lazima ulipe. Unapata like MCS, a good number of them are on negative. Yeah, they find that every time ikuja end month they owe. Because tax man unaambiwa kwamba hiyo 30% ndio imeenda sasa hizi imefika 37% na tena uongeze na mortgage na car loan unapata umeisha.
Oh, okay.
So I think that the president, it is very easy to defeat Ruto. We just have to organize ourselves. Because sometimes in this country, the bad rulers and the corrupt are better organized than the common man.
Yes.
So if we try to organize ourselves and we look beyond the petty ethnic politics, you know, petty rivalry, to one kompa, it is not a beauty contest. I don't have to like Mwafrika.
Yeah.
But the interest of Mwafrika aligns with my interest. Ruto would serve one term. Easily. Hakuna majabu anafanya hapa mbele.
Because I know the fact that he's overtaxing, now the cost of living has gone up. I know that's enough ku
disrupt. Yeah.
But sasa, shida ni, the way people portray him is this person who was able to outmaneuver a sitting president. Yes. So if he's able to outmaneuver a sitting president, now if he has the NIS, you gonna easy with resort. How do you outmaneuver him?
Me, I believe because if you talk to the military, John, I think I was talking to some people from the who were working with the defense contracts, and they can tell you for a fact that even the defense is worst managed now. Hata watu wa NICE wanasikia vibaya. They expected a lot. Wanasikia vibaya. Hata polisi.
Yeah.
They expected a different kind of change. You know, when he told them that now the accounts, is taken to their headquarters and they'd be running their, managing their own accounts. They thought it was going to be better, but allocation, anasema afadhali urudisha hata office of the president, was giving them allocation earlier than what they're getting now. They're not getting the money as they are supposed to. Defense, you will not take baada ya delivery, military, hakuna chenye mtu alikuwa anachukua more than 2 months ajalipwa. Sasa hizi unaambiwa ngoje 6 months ama 1 year. Na zingine wanaenda kuona kama itakuwa pending bills because people have learned how to use pending bills to keep suppliers waiting. You know, so I think that the key critical institutions in Ruto, because Ruto as one person hakuna kitu anaweza kufanya. He doesn't have any unique eye which can see what me and you cannot see. You know, the only thing, he has to rely on the institutions. And if the institutions are angry with him enough, there's no way he's going to crack that and say that another could rig. The people who rigged Ruto in did not trust Uhuru. You see? And they are just knees. They are the defense, you know, the IBC. But I believe that now with the talk we are hearing, they are more disappointed with him than anybody else. Even IBC na ile nini yote zi imeshinda hata sisi saizi na Uhuru with the hostilities would have made IBC. We cannot even do continuous voter registration. Imesimama. Boundary delimitation is supposed to be going on. Supposed to have been completed now. It cannot happen. Yeah. Because we are still waiting for the NARCO report. NARCO report mwenye mekataza kuingia ni watu wa Ruto. Yeah, so I think that
what do you think?
It's the politics, you know, the belief that, you know, like all these things where you believe a report is going to be passed and then kupatia Raila. Everything we pass, we think of an individual.
Yeah.
We don't see beyond an individual because Raila has only this number of years to be with us in the world. So why do you make every law about him? Every change of law, mtu anasema kwamba anataka mtu mwenye sasa yuko over this age not to vie for presidency. He's thinking of Raila. Anasema kwamba sitaki mtu aina hii, then we don't need opposition leader's office. you think of only Raila.
What
if a situation comes where Raila is not present and the people you're having are too troublesome? The office could have contained them better and ensured national stability. Yeah, so I think that kuna mistake yenye wana make and it will come to hurt us.
Sasa nini, kuna kitu moja ile tuliruka and it's about Twitter. So you're one of the Twitter. First people waleo walianza kutumia Twitter as a very political platform.
Yes.
And this got into a lot of trouble.
Sana.
So vitu zile ume mention. So first of all, how did you start seeing that hii kitu it can be more powerful than just a social media platform?